It's In the Moment from SDPB Radio. I'm Matt Wiesner. Every week through the summer months, performances from the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. And today, music from a massive opera cycle by Richard Wagner. This is music from the Ring cycle. It's instrumental music, The Ring Without Words. And before we get to the music, South Dakota Symphony Orchestra music director Delta David Geyer joined Chris Loffrey here on In the Moment.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, well, this Wagner's kind of epic.
Exactly. What starting off, what do we know about Richard Wagner?
Well, he's one of those composers that changed the course of music history, like a Beethoven. Mm-hmm. When I look at a Wagner score, it's the music is phenomenal, but he had this concept that he called Gesamtkunstwerk, which is total artwork. Mm-hmm. So everything in the score he wrote. Like usually a composer will have a librettist, like Mozart had, you know, Da Ponte and these librettists who wrote the words and then he would set them to music. Wagner wrote the poetry. Uh-huh. He wrote the stage direction. And some of the stage direction he wrote is still not possible today. Like at the end of the last of the four operas of the Ring cycle, Götterdämmerung, Twilight of the Gods, he writes that the entire stage should be engulfed in flame, and then the Rhine River should overflow its banks and fill the hall. Mm. Like, how are you going to do that?
Right.
Even today, I think he was a film composer before, you know, he died in 1883, so long before film. So, you know, I think his conception was of this, you know, really full immersion experience into the art, and he controlled every aspect of it. And his visionary concept of what art could be, and even the redemptive power of art, it was kind of like a substitute religion that he believed in and was trying to create for his music dramas. You know, it's just epic.
Now, I don't think you alluded towards the fact that he kind of did the whole package. Now, I don't think he did that out of arrogancy. I think he was just that good.
No, that's right. No, right? He had his concept, and you know, he wasn't about to hand over a storyboard to some other poet to write the poetry for it. You know, like he had it all in his head.
Mm-hmm. Now this is based on Norse mythology. Is that mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah. So the gods are very familiar. Mm-hmm. Wotan, king of the gods, is Odin from Norse mythology. Donner, the thunder god, is Thor. Mm-hmm. You know, so these popular movies that are out, the Thor Ragnarok, and then you have this. There's a new series we just watched on Netflix, which is Norwegian. Mm-hmm. It's called Ragnarok, which is actually the name of the last opera, Götterdämmerung, mm-hmm. Twilight of the Gods, is actually a version of that Norwegian term, Ragnarok. Oh. So it's all about Thor and, you know, and these Norse gods. Yeah,
that's very interesting because he's not Norwegian, correct?
Correct. Yeah, but it's Germanic mythology, okay. Right? Okay. So it's very much in. So Wagner sort of co-opted it, you know, to bring it under a Germanic banner.
So let's talk about, how do I want to start? What does it take? I mean, this is such a big, epic performance. Mm-hmm. I mean, how long have you been at this? I mean, what does it take to put this together?
Well, so I should mention that the arrangement that we're playing was done by Lauren Mazel, his conductor, and he was my boss at the New York Philharmonic.
Oh, wow.
So the very first time I worked with Lauren Mazel was assisting him on this piece. Mm-hmm. So what we have is, in Wagner's Ring, we have 16 hours worth of music over the course of four operas.
Wow.
These are orchestral highlights, about 70 minutes worth. But it starts with the first moment of opening notes of Rheingold, and it ends with the very last notes of Götterdämmerung. So you take this journey through the four operas musically, and it's astonishing because it does tell the story. We'll have helps along the way in the sense that there will be a visual component to this.
Okay.
So there was an illustrator from about a century ago named Arthur Rackham, famous illustrator, and he did, I think, 64 different illustrations from Wagner's Ring. Uh-huh. And we're going to be projecting those above the orchestra to complement the music and the storyline. And also with those will be a synopsis of the entire Ring story.
Mm-hmm.
So people would come out with a musical sense, but also the kind of the whole package of what Wagner's Ring is all about.
Mazel did this in 1987.
Yeah, that sounds right. About then. Yeah, yeah.
Now, this has been done prior to that, right? I mean, is this the first time this was done by Mazel in 1987? It seems like 100 years after his death, it seemed like this had been done prior to that.
Well, so you've had excerpts, orchestral excerpts, sure, of Wagner's Ring that have been done, you know, ever since the Ring was premiered. Like, an orchestra will take Siegfried's Death and Funeral music and mm-hmm. play that piece, mm-hmm. or, you know, a suite of music from one of the operas. But Mazel's arrangement is unique mm-hmm. in that sense, that it gives you a survey of the entire four opera cycle.
So this essentially then was a first of its kind.
In a sense, yeah, yeah. And it's played without pause. Mm-hmm. It's about, like I say, 70 minutes. And we're also going to have a bit of a demonstration at the beginning of this Wagnerian technique called leitmotif.
Oh. Okay.
Which means leading motive, leading musical idea. Mm-hmm. And he was the inventor of this particular technique, where it's kind of like a musical calling card for each of the characters and sure. each of the situations. So you have a musical idea that's attached to a person. And, you know, film composers do this today a lot. Like if I say, you know, Darth Vader's theme, mm-hmm. you immediately you can sure. hear that in your head, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But it's not just that we hear that once associated with Darth Vader. It appears throughout the movies every time he comes on the screen, mm. and even when he's alluded to, or the evil of the dark side of the Force is alluded to, you get that music. And whether you're thinking about it or not, it brings you into that mode, that character. So that's a leitmotif. John Williams would not say that he's mm-hmm. he's Wagner by any means, mm-hmm. but Wagner invented this technique. And so at the top of the show, we're going to play a few examples of, you know, the ring theme and the sword theme and mm-hmm. you know, different ideas, so that people can sort of orient themselves to, you know, how they can listen through this piece.
You've said it a couple of times, and when I was doing the research on this, in the title of it, it's the Ring Without Words, mm-hmm. and I thought of the ring right away, and you know where I went with it. I went with Lord of the Rings, J.R. Tolkien.
That's right.
Now, they're related, not related, but there's an inspiration there.
Absolutely. Tolkien was mm-hmm. was inspired. He kind of poo-pooed the inspiration, but I mean, even if there's a movie that just came out within the last year or so called Tolkien. Mm-hmm. It's not a documentary; it's actually a feature film, and it's about the years after he came back from the First World War up until the time he was writing The Lord of the Rings. And Wagner plays not the person of Wagner, but Wagner's music plays a significant role. So both he and C.S. Lewis were inspired by Wagner's Ring. And the ring is, in both Tolkien and Wagner, is the ring, one ring to rule them all. And in Wagner's case, it's not just men, it's also gods that are ruled by this ring of power. And it's corrupting in both cases. And even to the point of, like you mentioned the word Nibelungen, mm-hmm. these are the dwarves that mine the gold under the mountain, the same sure. way that Thorin and Gimli and all these dwarves do in Lord of the Rings. So mm-hmm. it's very much, not the same story, but very much informed by the mythology. And of course, Tolkien was, he was a linguist, philologist, but also a scholar in mythology. So all of this came together in his epic trilogy.
Staying on the movie theme, having a little bit of fun with this, there's four operas here. Mm-hmm. The second opera is the Valkyrie, right?
Mm-hmm.
It seems so commonplace because you can hear it in context, in commercials, in serious or even comedy movies. The Blues Brothers comes to mind. Mm-hmm. John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd fending off the blooming Illinois Nazis. It's such an amazing piece, and it's in that movie.
Well, unfortunately, I think of of Apocalypse Now. Oh, and like, you know, sure. nothing like the smell of napalm in the morning.
Oh.
Like that's the bombing of the beach. That was the Rite of the Valkyries that was used in that. So yeah, that it's in, you know, Bugs Bunny Killed a Wabbit was also, you know, Rite of the Valkyries. There's another epic moment from Götterdämmerung called Siegfried's Death and Funeral Music. Hmm. And this has also been used a lot. Fans of the movie Excalibur, which is a retelling of King Arthur, mm-hmm. Will recognize this music from that. I mean, my generation, we kind of grew up with this music informing a lot of our daily lives.
Chris Loffrey with South Dakota Symphony Orchestra music director Delta David Geyer. And now here's the music. It's the first half of this concert, The Ring Without Words. Delta David Geyer leading the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra on Summer with the Symphony from SDPB.
Thank you.
On today's Summer with the Symphony, the first half of this concert, The Ring Without Words, music from operas by Richard Wagner. We heard music today from Das Rheingold and the Valkyries. And coming up next time on Summer with the Symphony, we'll finish this concert with highlights from Siegfried and Götterdämmerung. I'm Matt Wiesner. Thanks for being here with us. And join us again next time for more of The Ring Without Words on Summer with the Symphony.